Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio is my good friend and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are you doing this fine Monday in Atlanta?
I am doing well. It's a little wet outside. My professional baseball injury, my knee is acting up on me a little bit. You didn't know I had a professional baseball
injury?
No, I was
not aware of that.
Yeah, I was watching a Braves game,
and
I got up to get a beer, and I twisted. Yeah. So it's a little wet, and traffic's a little crazy, but we're all safe and dry in the studio. This is going to be a fun segment because we're going to get a chance to visit with the OAUG folks, again, Oracle Applications Users Group, and get a little bit of a debrief recap from the exciting stuff that happened in Denver, Colorado. So it's going to be fun, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So please welcome back to the High Velocity Radio Show, Miss Katie Pereira and Christine Hilgert. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I guess the best question to ask right out of the box, how did it go?
Great. It was wonderful.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Awesome.
Well, let's start back for the listeners who aren't familiar with the group. Why don't you kind of educate us a little bit about what OAUG does and, mission and purpose?
Sure. The OAG, which is the Oracle Applications Users Group, is the world's largest IT user forum of Oracle business partners that join together and share information, network, and really work together to best use the product that they've purchased.
So now you have an annual conference called Collaborate. Is that correct?
That's correct. We had over 5,000 users in Denver, Colorado, and over 200 exhibitors.
And then what happens at this event every year? Is that education? Is it people selling stuff? What goes on at the event?
Yes, we have a lot going on. We have education. We have networking. We have our trade show halls. We have different partners and companies that come to share their services and products with the Oracle users. So it's a 4-day conference, and actually 5-day conference if you count Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's a 5-day conference of jam-packed schedule of education, and receptions and just opportunities for our attendees to network with other people in their fields.
Now, it's kind of a neat thing because it's not an Oracle event, right?
This is
the users of Oracle
got
together, and you guys kind of create an event around the users, not Oracle.
Correct.
So it started out, I would imagine, with much less attendees, right? And it's grown over the years to where it is today?
It has. Yes. And at our height, we had two conferences a year. And, the amount of sessions, the people who really want to participate, as Katie mentioned, we had over 1,500 submissions to present at this conference, but we can only select over 500.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So that's a job unto itself.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. So this was a couple weeks ago. What do you guys do when you get back home at the ranch in the weeks following? It must be crazy. I know it's crazy leading up to. It's got to be. But what happens on the backside?
Once we get home from the conference, we pretty much wrap up any other details with our vendors, and we reach out to our attendees and exhibitors with a survey just to get their feedback and, to follow up with any of the post-conference questions. And not much longer after that, we'll start gearing up for upcoming year.
Next year, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of people asking about next year, what do I do to sign up? They're already excited for Las Vegas, so that's really good news to hear.
So next year's in Vegas.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yes.
Very cool.
Now, what is a win for you guys at the end? How do you know you've done a good job?
Because for the trade shows, when exhibitors are on site asking me how to sign up for next year.
So do they ask while the
yes.
current one's going on, they want to know
yes.
how to sign up for next year?
Yes.
So that
Katie takes credit cards.
So you got a swiper, and you're just swiping left and right.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, just hearing the phenomenal feedback, with people, what they got out of the conference. And,
right.
So it's just, it's always great to end on that kind of high note.
And then you have a web platform where you stay engaged with these folks, the membership, throughout the entire year. Speak to that a little bit. What kinds of things can they find on the website?
We've got tons of stuff out there. We take all those sessions that were presented and put them on the web so that they can access the PowerPoints, the white papers, or case studies.
Nice.
We promote all the partners who are out there so that the attendees, if they forgot to meet with someone or forgot the exact name, they could do some searches off of that. And, of course, we have our interviews that were new this year. We just posted it to the homepage of our website.
Nice.
Which included over 35 interviews that you all conducted.
Yeah, you wore poor Lee out.
He still looks tired.
I'm still doing Name That Tune in my sleep.
But throughout the whole year, I mean, they can go back and they can listen to these interviews and read these all this thought leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. So it was it's a great show, and we are still getting some wonderful feedback. It's been 2 weeks, but they're very excited. So, you know, I think that's an opportunity for us to come in and really start fresh for Las Vegas right now.
Right.
So now what are some of the things you do throughout the year to just stay engaged with them? Or do you slowly kind of let this information out, or do you, when the conference is over, you just let it all out in one big pile?
We do a couple things. We have newsletters that go out, our e-news, which is a web-based forum, and then we also have a printed piece that goes out. So we're constantly, you know, talking to them in some form or fashion. We have smaller events called Connection Points that are very focused on a product or service that we'll host throughout this year. We do a lot of webinars, and then also we'll do the best of series, the best of collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take the best of the best presentations and put them up out on the web and have those presenters redo them.
I remember from some of the conversations we had on site about these connection points,
mm-hmm.
and the and these special interest groups, and that's happening all over the place, right?
All year long, yes. They're meeting special interest groups in automotive. It could be in finance, could be healthcare, but they're meeting along the way throughout the year, engaging.
So, what's your favorite part so far of doing this kind of work?
Wow. Just meeting everyone. You know, it's exciting to get on site. We see a lot of the people we see every year. It's like family.
Right.
We meet a lot of new people along the way, and it's just, it's really nice to meet that person you've been working with. And a lot of them are coming from overseas sometimes. So, you know, we're talking to them a lot on the phone or communicating via email quite a bit. Even after the show, I did go skiing as Katie came home to run the numbers and ran into partners up on the mountain and went skiing with some of our sponsors. So it's just great to see people and you know, it's like family getting together.
Now, so, a member of the group, though, is somebody who is using Oracle in their business. Is that right?
That's correct.
So there's people out there that aren't members of these users groups yet, and you would like them to be members, obviously. What are some of the reasons that they should consider being a member if they're an Oracle user but they're not part of any of these groups?
Well, I think the biggest reason you'd want to join a user group is it's free support. You can join and you've got a wealth of information to presentations of people who may have had some similar challenges or successes that you've had. And how can you use that information in your workplace with your role in your position and kind of elevate yourself as well?
Now, the event is called Collaborate, and that's a collaborate, and that is because there is a lot of collaboration happening, right? Like there's groups mm-hmm. that are helping each other in
right.
essence, right? That's what's happening year round. That's why they're users groups, right?
Yes. Well, we call it Collaborate because we join forces with two other user groups as well.
So you're collaborating within the collaboration.
Yes.
A lot of collaborating. Right?
Exactly. Yes. So there's a lot of teamwork going on, not only just for the conference itself, but for our users. There's people coming from different backgrounds, different industries to learn from one another.
So if I'm a sponsor contemplating going to Vegas and having a booth, what's some advice that you might offer me in terms of what to do in a booth? Because I know some are a lot more effective than others. Now, I particularly like the one where I got the free chapstick. That was great. Because you needed it in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
Well, I think you have to go there with a purpose. You can't just expect to set up a booth and, you know, be done with it.
There's some stress balls.
Yeah.
It's not a good
you know,
strategy.
I would suggest that they go there with a strategy. You know, who are they targeting?
Mm-hmm.
Who they want to talk to? You know, be a little creative with your booth, you know, just to, you know, help draw people in. But just, you know, you need to go there with a plan. Make sure you're working with your booth staff to make sure people know what they're supposed to do. You know, while you're in your booth, you need to make sure you're being, you know, make sure you're approachable and, you know, open to talk to people. So it's, there's, you know, and we're here to help too. You know, if people have questions and they're not sure what to do or what to expect, especially if they're first time exhibitors, you know, we're very happy to direct them, to show them pictures, to tell them, you know, what to expect. You know, so that there's, it's a great process, and, you know, I think we're a great support for exhibitors, just to, you know, help them get through.
Right, but a booth isn't something that, oh, I'm going to pay the money, mm-hmm. and I just show up there, and then I'm going to get business, like mm-hmm. you know, like it's some ATM machine, right? You know, you just show up, and then you put your card in, and money shoots out the bottom.
Yeah.
You got to come in there with a plan,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
You got to work it before the show, mm-hmm. you know, during the show, and then yep. after the show.
We do help bring the attendees in. You know, we do bring in, you know, the people that they want to talk to, but at the same time, the exhibitors need to put in, you know, the effort to you know, come up with a plan to you know, reach out to them right. and everything. And like I said, we're here to
You're there to help.
Exactly.
But they got to reach out.
Right.
You can't help them if they don't right. call you or contact you, right?
Well, we kind of walk around. I mean, we walk around during the show, and we're kind of watching what they're doing and mm-hmm. how they're being approached or how they're approaching the attendees. And we'll even step in there on site and give them some tips along the way, because we want mm-hmm. them to have a successful show.
Right, you want them
show.
To be successful. Like right. if you're seeing, you know, three people in the booth and they're all, you know, playing, what is that game
Angry Bird?
Play? Angry Words with Friends. Maybe that's not the most effective use of their time in mm-hmm. the booth. So you help them and kind yep. of coach them up a little. Now, is there anything in Las Vegas that's going to be different than Denver? You guys are working on that right now?
Well, we're going to change up our concept of the game, which is the activity that we had going on the different booths. So we're starting to brainstorm some ideas for that, and also changing up our concept of the mini theater. You know, we'll still have an opportunity for presentations in the trade show hall, but we just want to freshen up mm-hmm. a couple of the concepts that we have, you know, had for the past few years.
I'll tell you, one of the things that really impressed me was the conversations that we had with board members and people serving on councils. They are so emotionally invested. How do you cultivate that? Because these people are not drawing a check for that.
They're all volunteers, right?
They are mm-hmm. volunteers, and they're very passionate.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's wonderful to see that. I just think that they've got such an opportunity. And as a board member, you're actually very much connected to Oracle's top leadership. We meet with them once a year, so you're getting sort of a product roadmap ahead of everyone. And you're also being, you know, elected by your peers to represent them to go to Oracle with some concerns or questions or where are things going and how can we keep a strong partnership between Oracle and this user community.
I mean, it was just as clear as rain how involved these people are, right. how much they cared about. Another thing that was fun for me was the announcement that we got to do with HP, and I think it was Red River mm-hmm. Consulting. It's fun that is the ideal venue to unveil something that strategic. That was cool, I thought.
Yeah, they did a really great job with that. And Red River Solutions is a very small mm-hmm. company that's been really building over the years, and they initially were just an exhibitor with us. They became what we call a star partner in our partner program, and look where they are today. They have a partnership with a very large
right.
firm.
And then the HP guy was explaining that they don't do that lightly.
No, they
like,
don't.
It's not like they're giving that out to everybody.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a perfect example of the value of collaborate and being part of this team. The other thing that was fun for me was we did interview the company, but we talked to a customer of a company, and to hear them talk about the great experience they had working with that company, it was
Excel for Apps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the company was like a guy with an energy company, Enphase was mm-hmm. the name of the company, and he was speaking to how powerful and what a great relationship that was and what a great job. So it was fun to have that kind of conversation. So there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, they're a great partner of ours, Excel for Apps, and everything. They're always willing to try the new things we're putting out there, and they do it really well. They really put a lot of effort behind the things that they're doing, and as a partner, I really appreciate that. And I also actually put them in touch with other people who may be not doing it so well.
Right.
Because there is success, and that's a company that has great success within our community.
And the logistics. I don't know how an organization could possibly hope to, particularly a volunteer-led organization, could possibly hope to manage logistics around an effort like this without professionals like you two involved in the mix. Now, both of you, background, you were doing
you
this.
You guys have, like, military background?
Yeah, is that what it is?
It runs pretty smoothly.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know? It's like cliff diving. How do you know you're good at something like this until you try it?
I think you just have to go and do it. And I mean, you're going to have your challenges and you learn from your lessons. And I mean, you figure out how to get it done. And you know, if you maybe had a challenge, you figure out how to get through it. And then you know, apply that to the next conference. So a lot of times it's, you know, drawing back on previous, you know, experience or advice from other people. And I think, you know, you just have to just do it.
And I think as a company, meeting expectations, mm-hmm. we really are service-oriented people. We pick up that phone versus mm-hmm. always sending an email. We really right. take it into the next level. Mm-hmm. And when we get on site, we know it's going to be long days, you know, and long nights. We're the first ones in that convention centers, and we're the last ones to mm-hmm. leave, and that's okay. You know, I think I go off of 4 to 5 hours of sleep that week, and that's wow. fine. But, you know, the purpose of that is to ensure everyone who walks in, whether they're mm-hmm. the attendee, their press, or they're a partner, that they're coming in and they're being helped, welcomed, and getting what they need.
It seems like you do a great job of building that team, because everybody seems to be like-minded in that service-oriented methodology, where they're just trying to make sure that everybody is satisfied and getting the most out of it. And like you were saying earlier, you're proactively looking for places where a person might not be getting the mm-hmm. most out of it. They don't even realize it, and you're jumping in there to make sure yep. that they get the most out of it.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. that's what we really hone in on. I think, you know, when we hire a staff, that's something we're really interested in.
And you cannot look back on this experience without remembering Name That Tune. That was just a huge...
It's a career highlight for me.
Well, I mean, you did a great job emceeing that thing, I thought. But, I mean, it was clearly a fantastic idea. They were so engaging. And you guys just put so much fun into what you're doing. That I thought that went really well, didn't you?
For a last-minute add-on, I have to say a shout-out to Marcy Nessing on our team, because she came up with the idea. And, you know, then a few others just took it and ran with it. And they were in the... We are literally on show site having breakfast, and they were coming up with the different songs, and we're all yelling out ideas, you know, Pat Benatar, you know, just throwing out ideas, and they were putting together the song list. And you guys, we can't thank you enough for being so flexible and jumping in and being our host to that as well.
Well, we were antsy at first, but then after that, I looked forward to it. Name the tune. How are we going to do
that? How are we going to pull that off?
No, right? You really did do a good job on the emceeing, but I think you were having a good time with
it. Yeah, I think we all had a good time. I think that goes to speak to your organization, that you're able to be that nimble to add mm-hmm. something, and then it seemed to be well received from the people that were around there.
Yeah, I think you guys had a couple groupies, didn't you?
Still getting emails.
And we're in Denver, Colorado. What a perfect, it's not even fair to call it a little touch. It was a big touch to have the John Denver guy. He looked like John Denver. He sounded like John Denver. And when we let him fire up in between Name That Tune, I mean, he drew quite the crowd, right?
He did. And actually, I'm looking to put him on another client, because he did a great job. I mean, people were really, I mean, filming him and wanting to touch him and sing with him. Probably a little creepy at times, but, you know, but they really liked that. It really brought a new level, too. I think we did such a great job of
And it was amazing how you were able to make it snow. You know,
Yeah, we got there and it was a little warm, but y'all fixed that too.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm glad we could help you guys out.
And we got the whole Denver experience. It was great.
But we kept talking about the over and under of the number of people that came to see the John Denver guy who might have really thought it was John Denver. You know, they weren't really up on the news because they treated him like a star.
Right.
They really did. That was fun.
Yeah.
So, any fun announcements? What's on the horizon on your mind in the coming months for OAUG that we ought to let folks know about?
Any sponsor news?
Well, we have two connection points programs coming up. July 30th and 31st in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we have the Apps Tech connection point. And we also have EBS,
EPMBIDW. I mean, it's all these acronyms.
We could forget 12 that.
12.X.
And Release 12.1 coming to you from D.C. in the fall. So both of those events, their call for papers, which is the opportunity to submit a presentation, is now open. Katie and I are on the hotline picking up the phone for anyone who wants a sponsor. And so those are the next two live events. And we're actually heading to Las Vegas sometime soon in the next few weeks, probably 8 weeks, to go plan that conference for next year for 2014.
You got to do the pre-work, man. Somebody's got to do the pre-work.
Yes.
where do you sign up for that trip?
Those Elvis impersonators aren't going to hire themselves.
That's right.
Exactly. Are you ready for Elvis to be at the booth next year?
Now, if you're a sponsor, what are some of the compelling reasons a sponsor would get involved with this next event?
You know, it's all about ROI these days. We're making this an opportunity for a sponsor, a company to come to us, and we're going to give you a very qualified sales pipeline. Bottom line, you show up, we're going to give you 5,000 attendees. They're looking for your products, your services, and just what you have. So rather than putting your team on various flights throughout North America to meet with your customers, we're bringing them to you. And for a small investment, if you really do it well, you can walk out of there and have a great show and a great sales lead, qualifiers.
And the proof of that is that they keep coming back year after year.
Most definitely. And we've already been told IBM had great success at this conference. They really enjoyed their radio interview. They were so impressed with that. They had a great show. And for a large company, it's hard. I mean, everyone knows IBM. They know HP. They know Dell. But for them to walk out of a show with large success, XL for Apps, they came out with more generated qualified leads than they ever have in any of our past conferences. So again, it's just year after year, it's growth. It's seeing the strong people who we are bringing to this conference for these companies to meet with.
Right, and it's the results. I mean, the results speak for themselves.
Exactly.
And the best path for sponsors, they should reach out and have a conversation with you guys to kind of tailor their presence there. Is that the best way for them to take the first step, new sponsors?
That's what we like to do. You know, we have sponsorship packages, and sure, we could just sell them as they are. But I really like to get on the phone and hear what is it that they're trying to accomplish and what are some of the successes they've had. Putting an ad in a magazine might be great for you, but for another company, it may not. So I really like to sit down and go through all the potentials of where we could put their name, get their announcements out, and have them have a really great sponsorship package tailored for them.
So it's about customization, right? You find out what their specific needs are, and you kind of customize the package to address those.
Exactly. We had over 55 customized packages for this conference.
Wow.
That's some selection.
Yeah. And a lot of phone calls.
And then attendees, best path for them to learn what they need to learn and to register and that kind of thing. Is that to go to the website? Is that the best thing to do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
It's collaborate.oaug.org. Yes.
Or they can go to the homepage for the organization, which is oaug.org.
Right, and that'll give you links to everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming back and giving us a recap of what happened. And thanks so much for letting us be a part of it. We had a great time. It was a real pleasure to work with you guys. And just keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Have you guys caught up on your sleep for Vegas? I mean, Vegas is going to be intense.
Yes.
We're in training. Okay. We're going to go to Atlantic City, maybe Mississippi, to practice, and then we'll be ready.
We'll practice on the boats. Come on.
Don't forget, that's in April next year. Put it on your calendar.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guests this morning, Katie Pereira and Christine Hilgert with Oracle Applications Users Group, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.